So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Red One, and it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, a kid's movie.
I didn't say that.
Oh, like a more mature movie for grown-ups.
I didn't say that either.
A fun tongue-in-cheek movie for teenagers?
No tongues in any cheeks, no. This movie's gonna take itself pretty seriously for some reason.
Right. So who's this movie for, exactly?
Fans of Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing that thing where he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ah, this is one of those things where the Dwayne Johnson brand gets paired up with another celebrity.
Yeah.
So who were you thinking?
Christopher Evans, a.k.a. Chris Evans.
Very famous, a very famous person.
Yeah, so with that, we should have all the ingredients we need to make this a hit.
I can definitely slap together a poster and a trailer with those ingredients.
This is gonna change the hierarchy of holiday movies forever.
Which means something, I imagine. Okay, let's do it. Well, I guess I should hear the story a bit first.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I could share some of that. So Dwayne Johnson's character is named Callum Drift.
Did you have that name left over from a Fast and Furious script?
I did, yeah. I figure why let that go to waste.
Smart.
And he's the head of Santa's security, but he's one day away from retirement.
Oh, I wonder if he's gonna have a huge adventure before that happens.
He is.
Oh boy.
So he's retiring because he thinks the world is naughtier than ever and he can't see the magic anymore.
Being naughtier than ever is tight.
Well,
I wonder if he's gonna have an experience that changes that perspective over the course of the aforementioned adventure.
He is.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So anyway, the world's best tracker, this guy Jack O'Malley, he's gonna unknowingly provide some bad guys with the location of Santa, who then gets kidnapped.
Uh-oh.
And Jack O'Malley's not a great guy himself. He's a stealing candy from a baby type of guy.
How are we gonna show that?
We're gonna show him stealing some candy from a baby.
That'll work. That'll get us there.
And get this, Jack, he's not a very good father to his son.
A bad father in a Christmas movie? Oh man, I wonder if the events of the movie are gonna make him see the error in his ways and become a better father.
They will.
Oh, sick.
So anyway, turns out there's this big secret organization that oversees mythological creatures, and they're gonna kidnap Jack to torture him and find out why he tracked Santa.
Like some kind of funny Christmas-themed torture?
Oh yeah, a polar bear's gonna squeeze him so hard that he has to answer or he'll be crushed to death.
Oh my god.
His ribcage would collapse, you know, that'll kill you. Shards of your own ribcage going into your organs.
Jeez, yeah.
So since he didn't actually know that he was tracking Santa, they're gonna make him team up with Callum to track Santa again to save Christmas.
How are they gonna do that?
Well, they're gonna use some of Callum's powers. Like, get this, he can make a small car big and he can also shrink himself down. You ever seen anything like that before?
Well, yeah, I mean, Ant-Man.
Oh,
it's okay, we can just make it a tiny bit different and call it a day.
Okay, maybe he doesn't shrink himself down to ant size, but like, toddler size.
It's a day.
Great. And so Jack tracks down the guy that brokered that original deal and they go see him in New York City.
Not New York. Better make it Aruba or something.
What? Why?
Well, if Dwayne Johnson's not gonna be in the jungle in this movie, we at least have to put him next to a palm tree or he's gonna get real pissy.
Oh, really?
Super pissy. And he'll even stop aiming for the water bottles.
What?
So what happens in Aruba?
Well, they find out that the whole kidnapping plot is the work of the Christmas witch.
Who should we get to play her?
I don't know. Maybe the girl who played a witch in the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Smart. Someone with a proven track record of witchiness.
So Callum suspects that she's working with Santa's brother, Krampus.
Okay.
And so they head into this big monster den with giant Krampus dude and a bunch of other monsters.
Why is Jack going into the action? Isn't he just a tracker?
Well, because he's one of the main characters now.
Got it.
So then Krampus doesn't want to let them leave, so Jack is going to make a deal where Callum and Krampus have to get into a slap fight.
I've seen those on the internet. Those are popular on the internet.
That is why this is in here.
Neat.
So the deal is, if Callum wins the slap fight against this giant Krampus dude, they get to leave. But if he loses, they have to stay.
Uh-oh, gonna be tough to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they do this thing where they, you know, cheat and lie and go back on their word and run away.
Very heroic.
So then they find out that the Christmas witch's evil plan is to trap everyone on the naughty list in little snow globes forever.
How do they find that out?
Well, she actually traps Jack and his son in some snow globes.
Oh no.
Yeah, but they admit to each other that they weren't great, and so that breaks the spell and they get out.
Oh. So if everybody on the naughty list gets trapped in snow globes and then admits they were wrong, they'll just be set free? That's not a great plan.
Hey, shut up. So then they track down Santa and the witch and it's time for the final fight.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and the witch takes her true form, which is a big old ogre.
So how are they gonna defeat her?
Well, Krampus is gonna swoop in and help out.
Oh, he had a pretty big change of heart.
He did, yeah, cause the movie's almost over.
Well, great.
So then they trap the witch in a snow globe and save the day.
Wow, well let's hope she doesn't, you know, repent for her sins or whatever.
That would probably set her free, yeah. but then the movie's done and we've created a cinematic universe.
I like the sound of that, assuming this turns a profit. How much is this gonna set me back, you think?
Oh, well, I mean, you gotta pay The Rock a lot of money and then put a bunch of money aside to just have the cast and crew ready to go whenever he feels like showing up to set, so... I don't know, $250 million?
What?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.